The photographer Theo Anderson has a new exhibition of his work on view in the gallery of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. Theo Anderson, Pennsylvania, on view now through February 10th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. You may be familiar with Theo Anderson's photographs of the abandoned Bethlehem Steel Plant and the scenes of the American West. In this new series of photographs, careful attention is paid to color and shape, but the views are scenes we might overlook. Anderson asks us to pay attention to the landscape we inhabit. Theo Anderson is a lyric poet of the commonplace, a diarist with an acute attention to important detail, a composer of elegant visual tone poems, and one hell of a great photographer. Anderson graduated from Temple University with a BA in political science and discovered photography while attending graduate school at Lehigh University. Self-taught, his work is represented in private and public collections, including the Museum of Fine Art in Houston, Lehigh University, the Free Library of Philadelphia, Lehigh Valley Health Network, and the Kresge Museum of Art. Photographer Theo Anderson.
I started in photography when I was about 26 years old. I was a graduate student at Lehigh. I wanted to teach political science. I had a Doctor of Arts program. I picked up a camera. I started doing basically my own work and some reportage, and I started doing illustration in the 80s. Color gels, multiple sets, set construction, this sort of thing. In the early 90s, closed the studio and started to do a reportage or documentary style photography. It was around 2004. I was looking at maybe photographing the old Bethlehem Steel area. I started that, and that was really about the time that I started to do a large projects for myself. And it was 2005. I had 5 shows of that particular body of work at Lehigh. I thought initially that it was going to be a documentary. I ended up finding that what I was really doing is just photographing beauty as I saw it within the context of the plant. I remember showing some early work to Ricardo Bierra, and he said, well, this is brilliant. You have to pursue this further. It's been an important project. That was the beginning of this process. It was also the first time I could see that I could do an extended body of work. My good friend Edward Nowak, who has Archetype Gallery in Allentown, was the one that said, Theo, this really isn't documentary. This is much deeper than this. There's a spiritual side to what's going on here and so forth. And that really liberated me from what I thought I was doing.
Beginning, and I guess when you started to understand you had more than documentary, were there photographers you looked to for maybe not inspiration, but people that really touched you when you were beginning to work?
I think not so much photographers. I have always been interested in what Rauschenberg does, what Jackson Pollock does. I remember when my wife and I first got married, we'd go down to the Philadelphia Museum of Art and we'd go to the modern art section. I'd see this large white canvas with spots of color on. I'd see a Pollock and it would make sense to me. Go to the opposite end of the museum and see a Caravaggio with the light coming out of it. I started to understand that it wasn't photographers influencing my work as much as it was painters, musicians. Early on, Coltrane, Miles Davis. Now it's bands like Panda Bear and M83 that I listen to. I find that a lot of photography really bores me. My favorite photographer is probably Ralph Eugene Meteyard. I like Dwayne Michaels quite a bit. I've had a chance to hang out with Carl Michaelis, the sculptor, who's had a tremendous influence. Painters like Janet Fish. They did a photo essay of Philip Perlstein. His tenacity of work in his 80s, having multiple sets in his studio, was just an inspiration, but also kind of freed me up from what I historically just thought photography was.
So more than being even the photography, mining that vein, you're looking to construct stories out of artifice, out of things that you see out
right
there, and tell an abstract story about it.
Exactly. The show Cowboy is really about that. It's a section from this larger body of work called Cadillac. The context is 21st century America. It's very ordinary things where Manhattan is as important as Shenandoah and no more important than Shenandoah, as is the middle of West Texas or the California salt mines near Baker, that sort of thing. I'm looking for shapes. I'm looking for form. I'm looking for the way light hits objects. I'm looking for what is really this amazing sense of beauty that I pull from these things. To go to New York and say, I just want to look for shapes and forms. I want my vision, my sense of balance within this frame to take me through this is a whole other thing. It's been an extremely freeing and liberating. And it's just pure expression because I do it with the audience of one, myself. You're like a little kid out dancing with the subject, which wouldn't be that different from a painter drizzling paint or working with paint on a canvas, or Carl Michaelis forming the maquette before he makes the larger piece. It's kind of like a dance. I've learned a lot about myself by paying attention to other artists.
Photographer Theo Anderson, the exhibition, Theo Anderson, Pennsylvania, is on view through February 10th in the Williams Center's Art Gallery in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. For more information, galleries.lafayette.edu, or the phone number is 610-330-5361. More information also available at theoanderson.com. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.